Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Chris Bascom from the Daily Telegraph. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve.
What a week that lies ahead. But first, let's reflect on how both teams are built up to it. The weekend for Liverpool was pretty interesting after the heroics of Thursday night. You always knew there was going to be big changes for the Bournemouth game. And yet again, they're on a bit of a roll.
Well, definitely. I think everyone would have seen the team sheet before the game and wondered what was going to happen and just carry on, wasn't it? I mean, they've had the momentum. But I think, to be fair, I think Liverpool have been playing well for a while now. And it's just that second half at Southampton when they just looked as though they were knackered, actually, the last 25 minutes. Mm. Which probably impacted on why Jürgen Klopp wanted to freshen it up so much. But the kids who came in, especially Ojo, who looks a real talent, they did the business again. And really, I think it would have been, if they won 4 or 5-1, it would have been a bit more of a reflection of the dominance for most of that game.
Well, when you make 10 changes, you sort of think, you know, maybe it won't be as cohesive because the players perhaps haven't had enough sort of game time together. But they looked good enough. And there's a great stat that's in the Telegraph today saying it was the youngest side of the season from Jürgen Klopp that he fielded yesterday. It would have been even lower if not for Kolo, who's 35.
Well, I think that's what's most encouraging, really, when you look at a man, any kind of manager, is when you see the work on the coach, you know, on the training ground. It does matter, obviously, the quality of the players you put in, but the system doesn't change. So there is a bit of continuity there. It's not just a case of, you know, naming a team, putting them all together, and they all look like strangers, which has happened often in previous years when you make mass change like this. You know, clearly when they're working day in, day out at Melwood, they're all working to the same pattern. Everyone knows what they're doing, and it almost simplifies the game far more than, you know, and that's what's so encouraging. But obviously, you've got to have the quality there as well. I mean, the young players have got to be up to it, and certainly one or two of them are suggesting that they've got a good future at Liverpool, and they won't just be shipped out on loan to, you know, League One clubs, and the career will just drift, as we all think it's happened too often as well. You know, where players are potential, it's just gone, you know, it's got away from them, really. And I think it's very encouraging.
Yeah, players starting to fight for their future. One player is looking absolutely superb at the moment in Daniel Sturridge.
Yeah.
Could have had more than one. The boss didn't want to sort of reflect too much on him afterwards. Is that about managing expectations of the entire squad? Is it making sure the spotlight's not just on one person?
Yeah, well, I saw him. Yeah, I wasn't at the game yesterday. I was doing it at the weekend. But I did see the YouTube clip of the press conference. And to be fair, I don't think sometimes people are not professional themselves. I mean, it looked, you know, dare I say that, you know, some of the reporters down there maybe don't get a big team down at Bournemouth very often and want to make a name for themselves, I'm honest. But, you know, to just sort of, you know, you know what Jürgen's like. He wants to create the team dynamic. So to go ahead and first question how Daniel Sturridge perhaps wasn't the most diplomatic approaches have taken, but yeah, I'm sure he's absolutely thrilled with the way it's gone with Sturridge over the last month or two. You know, he's had to make some big calls with Sturridge. You know, we saw when Daniel wasn't particularly happy not to start games or getting subbed early, but look at the stats now. When was the last time he was injured? Mm. You know, I don't remember the last time he played so many consecutive league games, and he's looking better and better with every game, and he's actually peaking just at, you know, you would almost say the wrong time of the season because, you know, we're coming to the end. But with Liverpool still in the Europa League, maybe it's going to be the right time of the season. You could see him making a massive contribution against Villarreal. And with Origi as well, I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were writing where Liverpool's goals come from. And now they've got these two strikers who...
Everywhere.
And yeah, they're playing as well as any duo in the league.
It's amazing what you were saying then about... you know, Sturridge and people expecting him to be injured all the time. They're expecting the next game he'll have an injury. It's almost getting to the stage, and touch wood, where people aren't saying that now.
Well, I think there's a few people who made a few good points, you know, about Sturridge is maybe at his best when he's got that little bit of competition. He was at his best when he had Suarez there taking all the headlines, and there was an inner belief with Sturridge that he could match Suarez. And maybe since Suarez left, because it's all been on him, he just doesn't, for whatever reason, you know, he's just not been there for Liverpool when they've needed him. And now Origi comes onto the scene and suddenly Sturridge is looking this fantastic player. I mean, we know it's ever doubted Daniel Sturridge's ability. Everyone knows he's top-class footballer, what they've queried is why he doesn't play enough. Because he's never been seriously injured, he's never been massively seriously injured. It's always been these niggles that have ended up keeping him out for months. But, you know, we haven't been writing about that for a while, talking about that for a while, and that's fantastic. And, we all know what he will contribute when he's on the pitch, because he's brilliant footballer, you know.
Absolutely. It's been a great past week then. So as Liverpool look ahead, they'll be relishing the chance on Wednesday night. Of course, as you said then, you covered Everton at the weekend. You've seen a fair bit of the Blues as well this season. Just compare and contrast where the two teams are at the moment.
Well, it's obviously a difficult situation. I mean, it's been a prolonged build-up to this. You know, the atmosphere on Saturday was non-existent, really, until the first goal. And then, you know, there's a bit of calm, I suppose. And then as soon as Southampton equalised, first, you know, hint of the setback, it all gets quite uneasy in the stadium. You know, should point out the guy who went on the pitch. He got booed by pretty much 80%
of
the
stadium. Yeah, no one wants to see that.
No. But, you know, there's too many things that are going on, and the only thing that's going to change it is results, isn't it? And you know, I don't think it was the best Goodison performance, or it clearly wasn't. There's a lot of changes, but they have played well earlier in the season and not got the results. I think Roberto's right when he says that, but it just becomes a cumulative effect, and it's not a sustainable situation. I mean, he'll know that himself. I fear for him if he doesn't win the FA Cup, because can you go into next season with this hanging over you? You know, if there's the first game of next season, it's a tough home game, and you lose, and then you'd have all this dissent. It's not something people are going to be looking forward to, but you know, I think the NFA Cup will change everything. It really would. You know, if they beat Man United next week, the mood would be completely transformed. And we've seen it so often before, where managers look as though they're really struggling, and then just one result triggers a revival. And that's what he's looking for at the moment. He really does need that result, you know, or probably two results really, to get to the final and win the cup.
Well, he needs a performance at Anfield first, doesn't he? I know he said he's going to form a strong side. It's not like you can just sort of ditch that Anfield night.
But this is the worst fixture he could have had, isn't it, before an FA Cup semi-final? Because he's in an Owen situation with that, wasn't he? Because I think most people would have played a stronger team on Saturday and then rested your best players in midweek for the semi. But because it's a derby, you can't do that. So he's got to play his strongest team on Wednesday and Saturday, which is not ideal, but that's just the way it's got to be for him, because you can't just, you know, throw away a Merseyside derby. So, you know, even that sort of isn't quite, you know, you can't, well, things seem to be just not quite falling into place for him. But, I mean, I don't think winning the derby and then losing the FA Cup's going to do any good for anybody. I think you want to win both, but if you're going to pick one, you've got to surely prefer the FA Cup semi-final. But he definitely needs a good performance at Anfield to just create a positive momentum going into the semi.
Was there anything to take from the draw at the weekend that he can take forward to the derby? Of course, he seemed to hang his hat on the two youngsters that he brought on in the game.
Well, I think that on the basis of the 7 minutes Tom Davis played, he probably should have started with them. I mean, maybe that's wise after the event, but I think that maybe just creates, again, a different environment in the stadium. If a couple of the young kids, and Everton have got some fantastic young kids, we've known this for a while. You know, maybe supporters are more inclined, they're going to cut them more slack, aren't they? You're not going to get on the back of the team if there's a few kids having a go. And he did, actually, in the 7 minutes he was on, you know, get everyone going a bit, put a few good tackles in, look good on the ball, very composed. But, you know, we can't sort of expect too much too soon at the younger players either. But, maybe. I mean, what you would fear is if it goes wrong this week, what will the rest of the season be like? You know, you obviously can't always compare the two clubs. We were in a situation last year with Brendan Rodgers, and he was in the same where he had the Cup semi-final coming up. And everyone was sort of like saying how important it was for him to sort of save the season with the FA Cup. It didn't happen. Now, Liverpool took the decision to give him one more chance, but he was gone within 2 months. And that has to be in the back of your mind, in the mind of, you know, the Everton board at the moment. If it goes wrong, what do you do? Do you sort of say, OK, one more chance, if it is one more chance, and then you're into the new season and it's all doom and gloom immediately? But that's why it's so important, I think, that he wins the FA Cup. And he can win the FA Cup. Everton can win the FA Cup. I I mean, I don't think there's anything to interfere with Manchester United this weekend. But due to win that, you know, Watford or Crystal Palace, well, with all due respect, it would be a shock if the winner of the United Everton game didn't win the cup. So,
so the dissent, yeah, the dissent that's there will dissolve somewhat, you think, if there is cup success?
I think it will. A lot of people think it won't. A lot of people are saying, no, it won't make any difference. You can't, you know, you can't forgive the league table just because they haven't won the FA Cup. And I understand that. But you know what it's like when your team wins a cup. I mean, it just changes everything. You know what I mean? It would be transformative. I think all those, a lot of supporters tend to just go along and they're just quite quiet, really, and want to just see how it goes. And they would rally around if the team wins the cup. I mean, it'll just change everything. It will. I mean, that's football. And, you know, I don't think anyone's going to, no club's going to change the manager if they just won the FA Cup, I don't think. So, yeah, I think it would change the perception of the whole season, and it would give you, you know, the chance to regroup and accept, you know, be a bit more damning about the league performance, but have another go at the start of the next season. But if they don't win the cup, I think it's a real difficult time ahead.
Fascinating one, isn't it? Yeah. But are you looking forward to Saturday more than the derby, or for you, still Wednesday the special one?
I think both. I think you can't ever diminish the derby. I mean, just because of cup semi coming on, I mean, the derby is, you know, especially a night derby, it's so few and far between now, aren't they? These evening derbies, the atmosphere is always so much better than an evening game. And it's going to be fascinating to see. You know, I think Liverpool obviously going to go strong now because they've rested the players of the weekend. Everton are going to go strong. Everton have been much better away from home. I think it's better for Everton away at Anfield. To be happier that they're playing at Anfield than Goodison at the moment. And, yeah, and then obviously the FA Cup semi-final. I do think Everton will perform at Wembley. Again, there's so much negativity, but they've been so good in the FA Cup. You know, they absolutely hammered Chelsea. And, you know, that's been the great frustration for Everton. Where have these performances been in the league? Why is it only the Cup that you've seen the best of them? But, yeah, I think this could be the week that totally changes it for Roberto Martinez. I mean, I hope personally that it does change. Because, you know, we didn't want to see a manager having to go through this. It's not easy view for anybody, really. But, you know, that's the game. He's got to start winning. He can't just rely on the goodwill and the traditional loyalty of Everton's board. He's got to get results. And, you know, this is the week for him to really pull them out, you know.
Chris, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Okay. All right.
There you go. That's Chris Bascombe from the Daily Telegraph.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.